Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
17-year-old Gage Dabin strides into the library of Bartlett High School full of confidence and professionalism. He's dressed in uniform today and is one of the more than 200 students at his school who participate in JROTC, the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. Gage has been involved with JROTC since even before he was in high school, starting with a summer camp he attended as an eighth grader. Today, he's worked his way up within the ranks.
As the company commander, I am in charge of close to around 40 to 45 cadets, so I kind of oversee day-to-day activities of what goes on within the classroom to make sure that all their grades are going well, they're learning everything that they need to be, and that they have discipline in the tenets of ROTC are being applied.
Gage says he's known he wanted to go into military service since he was in the third grade, and he's been working on that goal effectively since then. This year, Gage was one of just five teens in America, one from each branch of the military, to be invited to the Capitol to receive a very special award.
Operation Homefront runs something called Military Child of the Year, in which they recognize one kid from every branch out of nominated over thousands. And they go to Washington, D.C., and I was selected for the Air Force Child of the Year.
Gage has worked to support wounded veterans as the president of his school's Keystone Club, and he helped develop Random Texts of Kindness, an effort through Anchorage's Youth Advisory Board aimed at reducing bullying and suicide. Someday, Gage says he hopes to be a Judge Advocate General, or JAG, for the Navy. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.